Shanna Habel is the dance demonstration teacher for the LAUSD Arts Education Branch. She has been with the program since its inception in 1999.
What I've seen is the way that being involved in the arts can truly change the way a child thinks about themselves, the way they think about their life, and the way they think about their future.
Habel supervises 40 teachers, including Daniel Evers, a dance teacher at Florence Griffith Joyner Elementary in South Los Angeles. Evers has been teaching dance for 8 years.
The important thing about dance education is that students have the freedom to be creative, to think out of the box, to be problem solvers, to create something that expresses how they feel.
We could use our imagination to taste something. So, right now, let's use our imagination, can we? I want you to taste what flavor that is.
Wendy is a student at Florence Griffith Joyner. She's 10 years old, and her favorite subject is dance.
I mostly like the moves, mostly Miss Evers. She's a really great dance teacher, and I really admire her so much, and I hope I could dance good as her.
Her classmate Jabari is also a fan of dance class.
I like dance because I get to learn a lot of new moves. And at first, I didn't think of myself as a dancer, but now that I know I got the potential to be a dancer.
Both Habel and Evers have seen firsthand how students who lacked confidence or did not excel in other academic areas thrived in the arts. Critical Evidence is a report commissioned by the Arts Education Partnership and the National Assembly of State Agencies in 2005. It cited that arts activities promote growth in students' social skills, including self-confidence, self-control, conflict resolution, collaboration, empathy, and social tolerance. In the end, says Habel, it's not about whether the student becomes an artist.
But it's about giving them a different way of looking at things, giving them new strategies to see the world with, a new pair of eyes.
Arts advocates can only hope the Los Angeles School Board does not vote blindly on March 13th. Jessica Coslow, Annenberg Radio News.